Hello and welcome back to another episode of SEO Your Way to Success, the Beginner's SEO Podcast. For anyone who's interested in taking control of their marketing, doing their own SEO and growing their small business. And usually I do really long intros, but probably if you listen to a few of these episodes, then you're getting pretty bored of that. So I'm just going to jump straight into what I want to talk about today, which is SEO if you're starting a new website. All too often I get people coming to me after they've built their website, or maybe they've had their business running for a few years and now they're only just thinking about SEO. And of course we can do SEO on that, but if I could go back in time before I ever created my first ever little website, I would 100% spend a little bit of time learning the basics of SEO before creating my website. So that's what I want to go over today. The top things you want to do before and during creating your new website before you launch it. So consider this your sort of SEO hack cheat sheet to launching a new website with excellent SEO. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is pretty obvious, and you probably have thought about this. And if you haven't, no worries, everyone starts somewhere. But the first thing, your domain name. So what is a domain name, and how do you optimize it for SEO? So the domain name is basically www.yourdomain.com. So for instance, my website is www.theplansuccess.com. Okay, so there's two parts we're going to talk about here. The main bit, the plan success, and the second bit, the country code top level domain, which is the .com or .co.uk or .de if you're in Germany or something. Okay, so the first part. Now, this used to be so important for SEO, so much so that literally back, say, 20 years ago, you could buy a domain for dogs and then start selling dog food or dog toys, and you would rank number one. It was that easy. So, you know, there was huge sort of industry built up around, the industry of buying and selling domain names. In fact, did you know Toys R Us bought toys.com for $5.1 million? Isn't that insane? A domain went for $5.1 million, and then they messed it all up because they messed up the redirect, so it didn't actually really help with their SEO. But that's how important domains used to be. Nowadays, not so much. And what I always recommend people to do, don't think about the domain name too much, because if you're, say, a florist and you're naming your business www.weddingflorists.com, but then in 2 years' time you start switching to funeral flowers, you've got a bit of a problem on your hands, haven't you? So I always think it's better to generally go with your brand name, or if it's a personal website, your personal name, because that way you're free to chop and change, although obviously you don't want to chop and change, but you don't know what the future holds, and it's a lot easier to sort of change your business model if you're not tied to a domain name. Because nowadays, exact match domains don't have as much effect. Like, they might get a little boost, but it's not really worth worrying about or spending hours trying to come up with the perfect SEO optimized name. Better to stick with your brand name or your personal name if you're a freelancer, say. Okay, and then the second part, the country code top level domain, .com or .co.uk. Now, this is important if you're tied to a certain country or a certain area. For instance, if I knew I was always going to be a UK-based builder, for instance, then I would probably prefer to have .co.uk, because that way I'm signaling to Google, hey, my business is in the UK, I'm always going to be in the UK, this is where I want to grow my business. If, however, you happen to be a remote business, or I don't know, you've got grand plans and you're going to expand into 5 different countries before the year's out, kudos to you if you do. But if that's your option, then maybe it's better sticking with a neutral one like .com. As well, you'll often see people perhaps with .co at the end, .it, .digital. You know, you can get a top level domain for so many different things nowadays. A few years ago, it used to be a really bad trust factor, and people didn't trust when it didn't end in .com or .co.uk or .de. But nowadays, not so much. And you might actually find it's a lot cheaper for you to buy, say, .co or .digital versus .com. So if your brand name is already taken, have a look and see if a more kind of vague top level domain is available. you can buy your domain names from companies like GoDaddy or maybe through your hosting provider like SiteGround or Bluehost. But the first thing you want to do basically when you're creating your website is have a good think about the domain name and what your top level domain is going to be, because they're going to be with you for a while. So I do recommend spending a bit of time having a think about that. The second thing, once you've got your domain, you've started building your website, from an SEO point of view, you want to really spend some time thinking about the site architecture. Now, when I say site architecture and SEO, what I mean is when you land on a website, and then how do people, maybe a better way of visualizing it is like a family tree. That is your site architecture. And you want it to be, you know, you've got your grandparents at the top, the homepage, and then it goes down to the menu, the main menu, and that's say your parents. And then it goes down to the little trees. You've got your grandchildren, children, cousins. So you want to keep that as simple as possible for SEO, because remember, it's not humans going on your website that matters, it's Google bots. And Google bots need to be able to clearly see the site architecture, which is why I always say spend some time thinking about your site architecture. What are your main services or product categories? How are we making sure that they're the key ones are in the top level, top menu level? And then do you go further down in little tree branches into, say, the cousins, the children, whatever like that? As a sort of general rule of thumb, when I visualize a sort of small business website, I've got my homepage at the top, and then my top menu, I've got, say, an About Us page, a Contact Us page, maybe a Prices page, and then a Services page or a Products page. And then from that Services or Products page, I'm going to lean down into my little children, cousins, into the different products, different sub-services, subtypes. And then also in that top level, I'd also have my blogs as well. And then from the blogs button, we'll go down into different types of blogs, perhaps videos you've got as well on there, any kind of content or useful information for people. So that's the second thing you want to think about when it comes to setting up your new business website for SEO. Now, the third thing is going to be pretty obvious, but you'd be surprised how many websites launch without thinking about this: your keyword research. Now, the first place you want to start with this is your competitor research. So if you already know there's a wedding florist in the area or a funeral florist in the area, type in something like, hey, funeral flowers near me. Those are your competitors. Those are the websites you're up against. So have a look what kind of words they're using as a real base for keyword research. Now, keyword research can be a bit overwhelming because there's loads of tools out there. It can get really expensive as well if you start paying hundreds of pounds a month for some fancy SEO software that you don't know how to use. Looking at you, Ahrefs, it was very scary the first time I ever logged on to you. But actually, keyword research doesn't need to be complicated or expensive. I actually go over it kind of step by step in my course on how to optimize a small business website. So if you're interested in sort of taking your SEO seriously, I would definitely recommend heading to www.theplansuccess.com and taking a look at my small business SEO course there. You can learn SEO, you know, you could dedicate an afternoon to it, learn how to do keyword research with me step by step. And at the end of it, you'll have your optimized landing pages, service pages, product pages, because you want to make sure they're all optimized for SEO before you launch your website. Because once you've launched it, Google's going to start crawling it. And the more time you leave between launching it and actually optimizing it is the more time you've got Google bots crawling your website, say every few days, and then thinking this isn't optimized for SEO. I don't know where to place this in the keyword rankings. I'm just not going to place it in front of anyone. It's just going to be invisible online. Versus having an optimized website, you've optimized your service pages, your landing pages as soon as you've launched it. In that case, Google bots will immediately start crawling it and be like, oh, okay, I understand what this business website is about. I know who to place it in front of. I need to place it in front of people who are looking for funeral flowers near them. Perfect. When I say near them, I don't actually mean typing in near me, although you do type that in near me, but obviously Google bots know your location and it shows you the right results depending on your location, obviously. Honestly, I get some clients that I've worked with, and these are like big corporate clients or like big digital marketing managers. And they're like, we want to optimize for X near me. And they actually want to put on their website page X near me. And I'm thinking, that's not how SEO works. Well, we need to go back a few steps. So if you got a bit confused by that as well, don't worry. I've seen some very senior marketing managers get confused by that as well. Fourth tip to think about before launching your new business website, and you may already have this, just to make sure it's linked to your business website, is if you're a physical business, a physical location, say you've got a brick and mortar store, or you actually see your customers in real life, like you go visit your customers, you're an electrician, you go out to call outs, or you're a massage therapist and you go out to call outs, then you might need a Google business profile. And this is a really important step if you are a local based business. So make sure you think about this and optimizing this when you're creating a new business website. This is actually something else I touch on in SEO, your small business website course at my website, obviously. I'll stop plugging that now. So the fourth thing is optimizing your Google business profile. Okay. So by now, your website should be pretty optimized. You've thought about your site architecture. You first of all sketched it out, and then you actually created it. You've thought about your keywords, your competitor research. You've done your Google business profile. The fifth step is thinking long term. Now, how are you going to make your website grow in organic traffic? How are you going to consistently get free organic traffic? And that is by content marketing, becoming a topical authority in your industry or niche, showing Google that you know what you're talking about so you can be trusted to serve your customers well. That's what blogging comes down to. It's not about writing some sort of, hey, X ways to look fantastic on a gray Monday morning. It's not like old school blogging, no. Blogging is all about showing your topical authority and showing Google you can be trusted. So that's why you need to think long term about your content strategy. How are you going to create blog posts which serve your target audience with useful, relevant information that will place you as an authority expert or industry expert? So I'd really recommend, even before launching your website, getting your content marketing plan underway. A lot of people they just don't think about it. The next step I want you to kind of understand the basics of, but don't feel overwhelmed by, is tracking. Now, just like on Instagram, you've got your insights button and you can see, how many of your posts are being seen, how many followers you're getting, how many clicks to your profile are getting, whatever like that. You can see all that on your website as well, by connecting it to Google Analytics. Now, previously it was Universal Analytics or Google Analytics 3, but in July, they're actually sunsetting that, i.e. they're getting rid of it, and they're moving solely into Google Analytics 4. So I'd recommend connecting your new website to Google Analytics 4. Now, like most of these analytics tools, free and paid ones, you can ignore 90% of it. When it comes to SEO, all you really need to know and care about is how much traffic you'll get, how much organic traffic you're getting, or how much traffic you're getting from all the different sources of your channels, because you can see from paid, from social, from organic, from referrals, direct, how much you're getting, where it's coming from, and how much of it is converting, what are the most valuable pages. That's all we really care about. I don't actually care about 99% of the metrics I see on Google Analytics 4 or the current one, Universal Analytics. I'm always just looking at the engagement pages, the acquisition pages, the traffic pages. That's it, really. So I urge you to spend, say, half an hour watching a YouTube video on Google Analytics 4, learning how to connect it to your website, and then just really learning the absolute basics, and that will get you so far. Once you've connected to Google Analytics 4, you're also going to want to connect to Google Search Console. Now, this is the best free tool for SEO out there, 100%. This is data coming direct from Google where you can see the exact keywords people are typing in to find your business. It's amazing because once you know the exact keywords, the ones that you're showing up for, you can then optimize your website further, i.e. you can go back into your website and you can make sure tweak your service pages or tweak your product pages to really smash that search intent. So when I say search intent, that's the why is someone searching for that keyword. If they're typing in where to buy hairdressing scissors, it's because they want to buy hairdressing scissors today. So you want to optimize your page for that if, say, you're a local hairdressing shop. So Google Search Console is so important to connect along with Google Analytics 4 as well. Now, it will take some time to gather data, but it's just as good to get it connected as soon as possible so that it can connect all that, you know, it can collect all that data. And the more data you have, the more useful it becomes for you. And so the next step is probably going to be launching your website. Now, you hear a lot about how SEO takes so much time, especially for new websites, and this is true, but you can speed it up a bit. Once you've got Google Search Console connected, you can actually submit pages on there for indexing. You're basically saying, hey, Google, index me, please. Put me in the web, put me in the internet, please. You can check if a page is indexed on Google just by going to google.com and then in the search bar, putting site, colon, and then put your domain name in. So I would put in site, colon, theplansuccess.com. And if it pops up, then boom, I'm actually indexed. And if I'm not showing up yet, it's because Google still doesn't understand my website, what it's about. Perhaps I haven't optimized it correctly, or perhaps it's just not much. It's just not kind of an aged authority enough. I haven't got enough content marketing on there. I haven't got enough social proof on there to show that I'm actually a trusted business and people can be sent to me. That's what I mean. That's what people are talking about when they say SEO takes time. It's not that it takes time. It's that it takes time for Google to understand and trust your website in order to place you in front of the right people. Once you've got the foundations there, it really comes down to the content marketing or the off-page SEO, i.e. sort of doing digital PR, getting your name out there on social media, getting your name out there on internet publications. All that stuff will boost your website. Okay, so I could rattle on and on for ages about other little things you could do before you launch your new website, but those are the real basic things you want to get. So a quick little recap. We've got number one, thinking about your domain name or not overthinking it, and then your top-level domain as well. Number two, we've got your site architecture. We want to keep it really simple and clear for Googlebots to understand and read. Number three, you're going to want to think about your keyword research and competitor analysis in order to successfully optimize your pages so that Google understands what your website is about. Number four, we've got number four, which is your content marketing plan, how you're going to show Google your authority in the space, how you're going to show Google you're trusted. Number five, getting to grips with the basics of analytics and Google Search Console, so important. Just to understand the basics. You don't need to become an expert in it. And then number six, once it's all launched, giving Google a little nudge here and there to show that you're indexed and checking that your site's indexed as well. And then I guess six and a half is throwing out the rule book of sort of how and when your website should be sort of getting organic traffic by and just trusting the process. SEO always works as long as you're disciplined and trust the process and keep repeating the optimizing and the content marketing. That's really all it comes down to. I know it can be really overwhelming, which is why I've got www.theplansuccess.com or follow me on Instagram as well for some easy SEO tips that you can just apply here and there. Don't think of it as like something you've got to do every day for 4 hours. Instead, just, you know, once every couple of weeks, dedicating half an hour to getting a blog post out or optimizing a service page or a product page. It doesn't need to be this all-consuming thing. The great thing about SEO is that it grows over time. It's so satisfying to see how one blog post can just bring in hundreds of leads or hundreds of sales versus having to create, you know, a brand new social media post every single day or every single half hour, it feels like sometimes. So just keep your head down and keep going with SEO and it will pay off, I trust you. Trust me. I trust you that you can do it and trust me that it works. Okay. So that's everything we've got time for today. Listen in next time as well, where I'll probably go over another case study because I just think case studies are a nice way to learn. So that's all. Right. Bye-bye.